I mean, I understand the reason why some of us feel that he shouldn't continue to get that subsidy based on the original agreement and contracts and everything that we went through, but I still think that that's not the answer. I think that citizens expect to have recycling. They want to continue with recycling services as is until curbside starts, and even though I don't have to like it, like I said at committee meetings, I think we should continue to pay the subsidy so that we have recycling services available until curbside starts.